Blog Talk Radio.
My voice? Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Tuesday, the 24th of January, January 24th of 2023. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in to the program. And I got to say, about it being the 24th of January, yeah, you're basically almost 1 month of the year done. Basically 1 month, just about 1 month, because you still got about a week left. And I got to say, even though it went by slow as January normally does, it seemed to me like it wasn't quite as slow. Would you say the same thing?
Yes.
Like, even though it still went by slow as January always does, I've never known of a January to go by fast. Have you? I haven't.
Nope.
As for why, I don't know. It really has to do with the weather. Speaking of which, if you live in most of the southern tier of counties in southeast Michigan, basically from Genesee County, so basically Flint area, on down to or over to Port Huron, down, you know, past Flint, down to Oakland County, you know, suburban Detroit. You're under winter weather advisory starting with tomorrow morning to tomorrow night at 10 p.m. They're saying basically 3 to 6 inches of snow for those places. You get down into the city of Detroit, Wayne County, Monroe County, and then over to Adrian, over in Lenawee County, 5 to 8 inches of snow, winter storm warning, 7 a.m. tomorrow to 10 p.m. tomorrow night, so be careful if you must travel. As they say, winds are a possibility, though it will not be like the December snowstorm, blizzard, whatever you want to call it. Now, the part of Michigan that I live in, in December when we had the big storm, they did not issue blizzard warnings because even though there ended up being like an 8 inch of snow and it was windy, there were certain criteria that were not quite met. On the west side of the state, though, there were blizzard warnings issued. Now, this time, even though in certain parts they're talking 5 to 8 inches of snow, up here where I live, they're not, but in those places where they are, it will not be as windy as what it was the previous time there was a large storm. So, and if you live up where I live, don't plan on a snow day. 1 to 3 inches will not get you a snow day. Sorry, Midland kids. Now, places like Detroit and Monroe and even down into Ohio, they very well could get a snow day and even a work-from-home day for many parents. I'll be told if you live in one of those areas where a more major storm is coming, be safe. By more major, I mean like 3 to 5 plus. So, of course, keep it slow on ice and snow as the State Department of Transportation likes to say. And it actually rhymes. Haven't you actually seen the signs before that actually have said that? Like, haven't they been, like, on the billboards or whatever, I think, Victoria?
Yes.
Or does it only flash when a storm is going or when it's actually snowing? Is that what it is?
They will usually be lit up with the notification of the weather if it is forecasted to happen later that day or the following day, or if you're actively in a winter storm.
And what does it say? It specifically says keep it slow on ice and snow.
And that's pretty much the right idea.
Like that, and it has kind of the MDOT logo on it or whatever. Yeah, that has the little thing. So you see that? That's what it means. Now, for those of you in these other places where they don't get it, like Florida, of course, Florida, if you got it, there would probably be a lock-in for that, even though, thankfully, your governor has vowed not to lock it down. Again, that was about COVID. Now, of course, you know, when weather stuff happens, sometimes go according. But of course it's good that you're with us, and I just wanted to let you know about that bulletin in case people are tuned in, because anytime we have a bulletin up here, I always want to. Another bulletin is for those of you parents up here in the Midland area, Kids Day, which is a major event put on by the recyclers, Midland Recyclers, and other different organizations. Kids Day is this Saturday, the 28th of January. I'm sorry, 28th of January between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and various organizations will be there, schools and the like. And it's they have bounce houses, things of that nature. Also, demonstrations for karate and the like. And it's a neat thing that they put on. Basically every year. I say basically because, of course, 2021, they did not do it because of COVID. And then 2020, they did it, but there was a big ice storm. Now, last year, they did it, and it was pretty well attended, but not like previous ones that I had seen as far as the amount of attendance of the event. So just something I wanted to kind of bring to your attention if your parents or grandparents up here in the area. And it's a good way to kind of more or less escape the winter time blues, because it can be kind of gray, of course. Another place to go to escape the wintertime blues, which I like doing in the winter, have done the past couple of years, is, Florida. And, of course, there, I would not say there is no winter, because unless you're, like, on the equator, everyone gets a winter of some kind. It's just the winter that they'll get in Florida normally does not consist of snow. It can consist of maybe a couple of nights with lows in the 30s, maybe some highs in the 60s. But that's basically what their winter consists of. Now, when you were in Florida on those couple of colder nights, were some cast members and the like actually wearing winter coats?
Yes.
They were wearing winter coats with temperatures in the 50s? Some of the cast members were?
Yep.
But I'm guessing there were also visitors who were kind of wearing shorts, more or less. So basically, like the same day, same time, you were seeing everything from shorts and t-shirts to winter coats. Weren't some of them even wearing gloves, actually, I'm guessing?
Yep.
What, in the 50s they were wearing gloves?
Yep.
Wow. You know, if I was there and it was in the 50s, like in the evening when people would be out and about, I'd be curious to see if they were, so point being made, you know, everyone gets winter. It's just that in a place like that, winter is not the dark and gloomy that it is like where I live in the mid-latitudes. And then both to the north and the south of here. You know, so obviously anywhere you live, unless you're like by the equator, there will be a winter. It's just that if you're in a place like Florida or something, it won't be as severe. But anyhow, you know, kids' day, great way to escape the winter blues, as they say. Which I have nothing against the blues, like the kind of music, but you know, some people say they love winter. They say they love the cold. Okay. Do you know of anybody like that who just loves the cold, Victoria?
No.
What do you think of anyone like that who just loves the cold? What do you think of those people?
I don't know anyone who likes the cold, but I know people who like the snow because then they get to ride their snowmobiles and cause a ruckus.
But these people who you don't necessarily know them, but those people who actually love the cold and they say the colder the better, what would you say? Would you say maybe they're just thinking kind of weird?
Yeah.
And ice fishing? I don't get the point of it. Do you?
I've done it once.
What? Would you ever do it again or no?
I'd do it again, but I'd wear warmer socks. My toes were cold.
I would only ice fish if there was a fireplace on the boat.
You don't do it on the boat. What you do, you find a lake that, or any body of water, I guess, that has a thick enough sheet of ice over it to withstand human weight, and you walk out, you drill a hole or two into the ice till you get to the water, set up a tent, you have a heater, and you go fishing.
You're
sitting on the water while fishing.
My question, can you turn that heater to like 180 degrees, 200 degrees, so that you're actually hot while you fish?
If you get a good enough tent, you are actually going to be fine with leaving it at like 70, so what most people keep their houses at.
Can you have it so that it actually can be hot in there while you fish?
Yep.
Were you actually rather hot while you fish or no?
I was comfortable all except for my toes.
What? Your toes were still cold?
My toes were still cold.
No! Because I'd want to find it free of cold. Just thinking, that's all. Because
I had like nylon thin socks, though. Had I put even normal socks on, I would have been fine.
Just thinking, because I've heard of these people who ice fish and which, by the way, right now, where I live, that would not be advisable because it hasn't been cold enough, long enough, and enough snow to keep it ice covered. We're just kind of because, you know, sometimes people like to ice fish, you know, when it's winter, even though those who live, you know. And there's some states where, like, many, many people are very passionate about the ice fishing, places like Minnesota, or some people like to call it Minnesota. Have you ever heard it called that before, Minnesota?
I have not.
They do that because there it snows a lot, so they say. I've actually heard of a place like in like northern Minnesota where they have actually gotten 50 inches of snow in April, and it was the most they got all season. 50! This was back like almost 10 years ago, but around here, that would set all kinds of records. 50 inches of snow in 1 month. And that's in April, a month that you're supposed to be looking to spring and stuff. What would you say? You would say no thank you, right?
Right.
I'd be like, I'd rather be 100 degrees, 90 plus degrees every day than have 50 inches of snow. Because once you get all that white stuff, the later you get it, the longer it's going to take for it to warm up, including the pool. Which, by the way, why do these municipal pools keep any water in these pools during the cold of the winter?
Maybe because they can't get it 100% drained out.
Or I thought there was a certain reason that they were supposed to keep some water in.
I have no clue.
Because I've been told before that they don't just drain it. Which I guess I could see some sense as to why they would decide that they did not want to drain it. But anyhow, so a couple things that I want to remind you about is the stuff that I always remind you about. So those of you who have been tuned in for a regular basis, this is something I always try to remind, you know, new listeners about, because sometimes we have new people listening. And so I want them to be aware of a couple of things. Number one, the book, which we've done, it's called Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has done, how God has done great things for me. It's the testimony of my life. And there's been something new that I've been trying to say when I talk about this. And that is that when you buy this book, you're essentially, in a way, getting a two-for-one deal. As for how it's two-for-one, you may wonder. It's two-for-one because you're also getting part of the testimony of how my mom got right with God before giving birth to me. Because she had found out that she was pregnant. So what had happened first was Halloween night, 1988, she goes to the open door, asks for help. Then she ends up, you know, at my church, Living Word Church. Then my mom finds out that she's pregnant for me. And she goes to Dr. Buckley and says, oh, I'm pregnant. Can I go? Can I still come to this church? He goes, yeah. She was asking because she was pregnant for me out of wedlock. I'm not going to give away that much more about it, but I am going to say you get part of the my testimony and also my mom's testimony. So you're getting a 2-for-1 deal when you buy this book at riversofmiracles.com. You can go online there to that website, Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about that book, how you can get that book into your hands. And I believe in God for as many people as possible to get that book in their hands, read it, and get it to other people. And I know something. When you read this book, it'll increase your faith. It'll give you like a booster shot of faith. It'll boost your faith. It'll be a good booster. It won't be like those other boosters. And because it's like it boosts your faith. And how many of you know it takes faith to live today? Yes, it does. It takes faith. And when you read this book, I pray that you'll feel encouraged, knowing that whatever you're fighting, whatever you're going through in your life, you can have God on the scene. You can have God on your side. You don't have to go through battles alone. Because those stories, those battles we had to deal with very early on in my life. I mean, yeah, everybody goes through battles. I go through battles now. But, I mean, yeah. But, you know, those battles we were dealing with early in my life, you know, and the different things with me, those were tough, man. But God was there. For us. He was there for us. And my mom did not give up. And of course, there was Monty Barclay was there and different people from the church and what have you, but ultimately the glory goes to God. Because if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for Jesus, I would have been dead. I honestly feel like if it wasn't for Jesus, I would have died at a very young age. I was told by doctors that I would not live past the age of 12. Here I am. 33 years old, the devil lost. I'm just thankful to God right now, as you can tell. I don't mean to, like, give away the entire book, but I would think that's it. I mean, that's only photo with them. But go online to riversofmiracles.com. Check that thing out. You know, check out that book. Let it be a blessing into your life. You can even get a digital copy. And it's a beautiful thing. We want you to get it in your hands. We really do. It's a great read. will be happy you did it. If you're sad you read it, if you read it and you're sad that you read it, I don't know what to tell you. But the other thing that I want to tell you about is about a PayPal. You can sow your seed into the Miracle Man program to help keep us going, reaching more and more people, by going online to paypal.com. And, you know, when you sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, you're not just, you know, helping me, helping the show. No, you're sowing into the ministry of God. You're sowing into the Lord when you sow into this program. That's what you're doing. And it's showing that you have appreciation for what the Lord has done in your life and how the Lord has impacted your life. Whether you've only been following him for, you know, a few weeks, maybe even a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a few years, or many years, or maybe even a lifer. Or at least in the sense that you were brought up in the things of God and then hopefully accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior at a very young age. And I'm blessed to call myself a lifer. And so my lifer, I mean, I've been doing this, living for God, like, my whole life, and I've enjoyed it, and gonna keep doing it. And I plan to keep enjoying it. But you can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla. Both of those are capitalized. And I would like you to please make a note of that. And also, I want to sow a verse into your life. And it says, therefore, my God is able to make all things abound toward thee. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. He's the God of more than enough, not just enough. And, amen, I stand on that. Now, I'm going to sing a couple of songs. And that. Get into the word of the Lord for tonight. separate. Even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes. You have your mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. Oh. You stand firm through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh no. The wind is strong and the water's deep. I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails. Ooh. The castle was far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. Oh, you said same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, your love never fails. Oh, you make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, you do. You stand same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, your love never fails. Oh, you make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, you do, Lord. Yes, you do. Oh. Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he's my song. Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he's my song. You are good, you're good, oh, you are good, you're good, oh, you are good, you're good, oh, you are good, good, oh, let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the whales, oh, here's my song. Let the king of my heart be the wind in my veins, the anchor of my days, oh, here's my song. Let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the whales, oh, here's my song. And let the king of my heart be the wind, be the life inside my veins, the anchor of my days, oh, here's my song. You are good, you're good, oh, you are good, you're good, oh, you are good, you're good, oh, you are good, so good, oh, you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let me, let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You are good, you're good, oh, 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 yes, you are, Jesus. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touch healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every mind. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing blinded eyes. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Amen. That's who you are. You are the miracle worker, Jesus. You are the waymaker. You always make a way. When it seems like there's no other way, what do? You make a way for us. You make a way for, you may always are making ways for us. You're always moving in our midst. It's what I've known you for It's what we've known you for doing, always moving in our midst, always making a way when it seems like there's no other way. But you, Master, you move on our behalf. When we don't know what to do, when the going is tough, you're there for us. And you're there moving. You're there making a way for us. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Master, for this time and your word tonight. Thank you that these listeners will have ears ready to hear, minds ready to receive. They'll be ready to just get right into the word. Thank you that you use me to deliver this word tonight. And that you use me as your oracle. Thank you, Master, that you're meeting every need represented in this on this program tonight. That you are healing everybody, healing every mind, fixing everything that needs fixed, removing everything that needs removed, restoring everything that needs restored. You know what these people have need of, even when I don't. Thank you that you are meeting every one of these needs represented tonight through the listeners. And I thank you, Master, for that. And for everything that you're doing. Now I make my confession over this program. I thank you, Jesus, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. Most importantly, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go with me to Ephesians 1. Amen. Ephesians 1. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, be a part. Study with us. Don't just be opening a book. Open your heart to receive. Tonight. Open your heart. Not just the Bible, but yes, open your Bible as well. But open your heart to receive from the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. And receive. I want to begin in verse number 3. Ephesians 1, starting with verse 3. Where it talks about spiritual blessing in Christ. Because part of what I'm going to be talking tonight is what do we have in Christ? So, I'm going to begin with verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he shows us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ. See, we discussed this, you know, before we even opened the word last night, how I was briefly mentioning about how we're adopted as his sons and daughters. We've been adopted by him, grafted in, that he hears us, he loves us, he calls us as his own. Amen. He adopted us as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and his will, by the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one that he gives. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understandings. And he made known to us the mystery of his will. By his good pleasure, as he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head. In Christ. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's position by the praise of his glory. That's something I'll come back to. Verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering in you my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope by which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power. And I believe the power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything, the Christ, which is the fullness of him, fills everything in his way. Chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgression and your sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. The Spirit, who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and our thoughts, like the rich, like the rest. We were, by nature, objects of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. And it's by the grace that you have been saved. Pause. We have been saved by grace through faith. You have preachers. You've had preachers for years, and they've been going around in their pulpits and saying loud and clear, saved by grace, saved by grace. Everything's fine. You live any way you want to. You're saved by grace. What's it matter? What's it matter? You don't got to read your Bible. You don't got to pray. You just go around the, well, you go around and live any way you want to. You know, just go ahead and drink beer. What's the big deal? You just drink and not get drunk. After all, saved by grace. But here's the deal. You have been saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Saved by grace through faith. Forgiveness of sins. Not freedom to go out and sin. So we've been made alive by faith in Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by his grace that you have been saved. By the grace of God, you have been saved. Verse 6. And God raised us up with Christ, and he seated us with him in the heavenly realms, and in Christ Jesus, in order, with the coming ages, that he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us, in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you have been saved. You've been saved by grace through faith. Through faith. Saved by grace through faith. Saved by grace through faith. I'll pause. And this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship. We're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are one in Christ. This is the last passage that I'm going to read, and we'll be discussing this. Therefore, remember that formerly you are Gentiles by birth and are called uncircumcised. These who call themselves circumcision, done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away, you have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and he has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. And in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, which he put to death, your hostility. He came and he preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens of God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by the Spirit. So, folks, you see here, there's all these benefits. You know, in Christ, we were made one. In Christ, we were sanctified. In Christ, we were made alive, because at one point we were all given to the flesh. We all had a sinful nature at one point. Even when we were very young, because of course you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in order to have all his benefits. You have to accept him as your Lord and Savior, knowing that he exists, knowing, believing in him, in order to be made alive in him, so that you may receive what everything that he has for you. Of course, that requires your acknowledgement of him, your acknowledgement, your knowing that he will do what he said in his word that he would do for you. And I know that he will do it. And it's not something that I just sit there and go, willing or wanting. No, he will. And I trust him. I do trust him. And I do believe. And talked about how he removed even the dividing wall. He removed the dividing wall. That would make us separate. He removed it. Because he wanted us to be one. He didn't want us to be divided. Another thing we ask through Christ. You know, we're saved by the grace of God through faith in him. Through faith in him. That's how we're saved. And that our help comes from the Lord. And whenever we need him to help us, that is who we rely on. We rely on him. I choose to rely on the Lord. I choose to depend on the Lord. And not on my own understanding, not on my own, you know, pep talks, not on my own, whatever you may want to call it. Nope. Go by him. I walk in him. I walk in his way. I walk in his understanding. His. What does he have for me? That's how. I go by his understanding. That's how I go about it. Knowing that he's going to do what he said. And it's through him that we can breathe. It's not through anything that we, it's through him. And it's something that I thank him for. And I just know that he's going to do what he said in his word. Because he is our Savior. That's why I serve him. That's why I believe in him. Because I know his promises. And I know that he will do it for us. He will do what he has promised for us. You know what made all this possible? His blood. He shed his blood for you and me on the cross. And he carried it for us. That was why he did it. That was why he did it. For us. He didn't do it like he was bored looking for something. Nope. He did it for us because he loved us. I'm glad about that. And I just keep being thankful to him, keep being grateful to him. I keep serving him, keep doing what he says to do, not doing what he says not to do. That's just how I've been living my life. And he came to take our sinful nature and make us into his divine nature. His divine nature. And you have to keep that old nature at bay and not just let it rule over you. And to that old nature, you have to say, you get way back to the back row of the bus of my life. Way back to the back. Next to the back exit. And you're going to stay back there. You don't get to come back up here and drive. Uh-uh. Thank you. I'm so grateful to him to be saved. And it's all by his grace that he would do that for us. And that we could be made alive in him. That we could be one because of him. We could be set free because of him. We could be healed because of him. And all these different benefits that come. And I plan to not forget any of his benefits. I do not plan to forget any of his benefits at all. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, that your promises are yes and amen. Thank you, Master, that every one of these listeners will practice this word. That we would put your word into practice. And not just be a hearer only. And that we would look at ourselves. And that we would realize that it's all because you loved us. And that it's all because of your unfailing mercy that you saved us. And I pray that we would all realize that. In your name we pray. Amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.